University Broadcast Studio. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. A happy Friday to you, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and it is Friday. I hope you guys are ready to have a great weekend. And we got a lot of crazy stuff coming your way. So we're going to try to have some fun during the program today. But we got a lot of heavy stuff to talk about. Things that we need to discuss as freedom-loving patriots. And we're going to be taking your calls. Some great guests coming up a little bit later on in the program. We'll tell you more about that. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So, look, I want to ask you a question about the president's town hall last night. A lot of people are really concerned in the conservative movement about President Trump. And we were talking about this yesterday, and I told you guys, I still think the president is going to win in a landslide, but there are a couple of caveats. Number one, it is imperative that every single member of the silent majority get out and vote on election day. That's going to have to happen. Number two, we have to worry about voter fraud. We have to worry about leftists trying to fix this election, which is why we cannot have a mail-in ballot. There are other factors as well, depending on whether or not the economy tanks. And the Democrats seem to be determined to do just that with these shutdowns. And now all of a sudden with the explosion, alleged explosion of coronavirus cases. But all of that aside, I think the president's got a pretty good shot of winning re-election. But a lot of my fellow conservatives disagree with me. And a lot of people are very concerned about the president and how he's handling this situation that's unfolding on American streets, where radical bands of domestic terrorists, we're talking about Black Lives Matter, we're talking about the socialist, and we're talking about the fascist and the Marxist, that are right now rampaging across American cities, tearing down monuments and terrorizing people. I've never seen anything like this, folks. And again, I wrote the book on it. I mean, I predicted all of this stuff was good, but even yours truly, your friendly neighborhood host, is just alarmed at how quickly things are unraveling. And I will say this, I am disappointed in the Trump administration's response to this. You know, President Trump, during an interview a few days ago, basically said he's going to let Seattle handle the situation in the so-called autonomous zone. Well, that's all well and good, but what about the law-abiding citizens of Seattle who are stuck in that autonomous zone? Do they not deserve help from their government? They pay their taxes. I don't know what the political affiliations of the business owners are or the residents. I suspect some of them may be lefties, but if they pay their taxes, don't they deserve to be protected? And if the city's not going to do it, if the state's not going to do it, doesn't the federal government have a responsibility to protect American citizens on American soil if nobody else will? I mean, it's one thing to say, well, they get what they deserve. Okay, well, let's try Memphis, Tennessee, for example, where Democrats control this city. There are a lot of good and decent conservative people here. What happens if the government of Memphis decides, you know what, we're not going to protect the conservatives anymore? At that point, would you as an American citizen say, well, you know what, you people of Memphis, you get what you voted for, you're on your own? And maybe some of you agree that's the issue here. But folks, I'm telling you, I am concerned about the Trump administration's response, basically turning a blind eye to what's happening in Seattle, Washington right now. And you can argue whether or not the president should do that or not do that, whether he's making some sort of a political calculation here. But I'm kind of concerned about the business owners, who I suspect some of those folks are Republicans, are conservatives. And they don't deserve what's happening to them. Tucker Carlson was talking about this yesterday and last night on Fox News Channel. And he's concerned. He's concerned that this president may be setting himself up for failure in the November elections. And I'm curious if you feel the same way. Are you feeling uneasy about where things are going right now with President Trump? Or do you feel, as I do, that this president, unless the economy completely tanks, is going to win re-election? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to play some audio for you, and this is disturbing. And I want you to think about this for just a moment. Over the past few weeks, we have seen American police departments in cities controlled by Democrats. They have been ordered to stand down. A few days ago, we played you a 911 clip. Someone called asking for help, and they said help could not be sent because the police were told to stand down. This guy was under attack by these domestic terrorists. A few days ago, we told you the story of two white motorists who were driving near the Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia, the one that got burned to the ground by the domestic terrorist. And they were stopped by armed black men on the street, told they could not travel down the roadway because of their skin color. They were the wrong skin color. The armed black domestic terrorists told these people that roadway was only meant for people of color. There were no police around. Nobody came to their rescue. And again, because the police are being told to stand down. And that brings me to this incident that happened in Fredericksburg, Virginia, where a mother and her daughter were driving through downtown, and all of a sudden, the domestic terrorists, they swarm the city street. They're jumping on cars. They're stopping motorists. And so what did she do? She called 911 for help. Cut number one.
Fredericksburg 911, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm in downtown. The protesters are blocking.
Which street?
Right at Caroline.
Or do you see any businesses? Okay.
Yeah, and they're gesturing and they're blocking.
The city has sanctioned their protest, so we just have officers that can only monitor it. They can't do anything about it, but we recommend that
they're blocking. Get out.
Yeah, they're allowed to do that. They're allowed to do that per City Hall, so we suggest that you report this to City Hall and make a complaint there, and that way they can do something about it, because right now they told our officers that we can't do anything about it.
How do I get out of here? I can't go backwards.
Yeah, I can't. Unless you're hurt or something or get in an accident, our officers can't intervene and move.
I can't sit here all night, ma'am. You cannot do. I have a little girl in the car. You can't do
you
that.
You just have to slowly get through the protest. I can't.
Okay, am I going to get arrested when I keep going? Because they're gesturing at my car.
As long
car,
as you don't hit any
really
people, like, you're not allowed to
well,
hit people.
Well, I will. Like, I absolutely will, and I need to get out of here.
Okay, ma'am, you cannot hit people.
They're on my car, right? They're on my car right now.
But we would suggest you slowly drive through the area. Don't hit anyone with your vehicle.
I can't. I cannot get out of here, okay?
Be patient, but I'll let the officers know, okay?
Are you serious?
The city told us that we can't do anything, ma'am. The city told us that this is a sanctioned event.
That they're blocking part people getting through that gets out.
Yes, ma'am. The city's allowed that. We can't do anything about that. The police can't.
Unbelievable.
So we're all very frustrated
just
about
keep
that.
Get out of my car. You know, this is going to get dangerous. I got a kid here.
Yes, ma'am. It was just that you call up City Hall to let them know about your frustrations, because we're all very frustrated.
Get out of the way. This is getting scary. I cannot do that.
Or if you can do like a side road or something, but yeah, there's nothing else you can do to get them out.
Get out of here, okay? Get out of the way. This is insane. Oh, they're on my car. They're on my car.
What kind of car are you in, ma'am?
Get out.
Ma'am, are they actually sitting on or standing in your car right
now?
They're
on my car. Right now.
What kind of vehicle are you in?
I'm in a black Highlander.
All right, I'm going to let the officers know about that, okay? Hold on just a moment.
And I got a little girl in the car crying. Are you kidding me?
And your name real quick, ma'am, just for our records?
This is insane.
Okay.
I'm out of it, Mo. I just had...
Okay, you're out of there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am, okay?
What would you do if that was your wife? What would you do, Mom, if you were in that car in Fredericksburg, Virginia, with your daughter in the backseat, your young daughter crying as these animals, these domestic terrorists, are jumping on your car, surrounding your car, threatening you, screaming at you? What would you do? What would you do when you call 911 and they tell you there's nothing that can be done? I'm going to tell you what happened. And we, by the way, we had the entire audio of that 911 call on our website, toddstearns.com. The mayor of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and apparently these protests got way out of control. The police had to come in. They used tear gas to break up the rioters, the domestic terrorists. And you know what happened? The mayor, in front of the entire city council, apologized. Not to the poor lady in the car with the terrified daughter, but to the domestic terrorist, because the police used tear gas and pepper spray. Do you understand how topsy-turvy the world is right now? Folks, if we do not have law and order in America, we've got nothing. We have anarchy. We have that 911 call where a lady did what she was supposed to do. She finds herself surrounded by a rampaging mob, and she called 911 for help. What do you think would have happened had they... Let me ask you a question here, and I will... What I'm about to ask you is a controversial question, but it needs to be asked. How do you think the mainstream media would have handled this story? Because I don't think anybody other than Tucker Carlson and myself are actually talking about this story. What do you think would have happened? What do you think the mainstream media response would have been if this had been a black family and you had a bunch of white supremacists jumping up and down on the car trying to pull the people out of the vehicle? It would have been national news, and it should have been. And this should have been national news. You don't go around terrorizing people in streets. And you know what? Somebody out there, and I was talking to some folks earlier today, and they were telling me, Todd, they're calling you a white supremacist. Well, I've been called a lot of things, but why are they calling me a white supremacist? I'll tell you why. Because I believe all lives matter. And if you believe that all life matters, if you believe that we are all equal under the eyes of God, we are all created by God, therefore we all have equal value, they will accuse you of being a white supremacist now. If you do not bow down and worship at the feet of Black Lives Matter, they'll call you out. They will call you a racist. They will call you a white supremacist. And you know, they can call me whatever they want to, but the truth matters. We've got to have law and order in America. What would you do, ladies and gentlemen? And I got to tell you something. It's time for President Trump to step up, call out the National Guard, call out the U.S. Marshals, protect our monuments and our statues. Clear the streets. If you want to have a protest, have a protest, but you don't get to impede traffic. You don't get to terrorize motorists in their cars. And did you hear the 911 operator? When she said, well, ma'am, you just have to slowly move your car. I can't do it without hitting somebody. Ma'am, don't you hit anybody. You see, you know what? They would have sent the police had the woman bumped into a protester. That's what would have happened. This is how screwed up America is right now. And the same, look, that actually happened in Memphis, Tennessee. And you know what they did? They arrested the motorist. They're the ones who were legally supposed to be on the roadway, not these rampaging terrorists. And that's what they are, domestic terrorists. It makes you wonder what would have happened had they actually pulled that woman out of the car. You think the mainstream media would have given a damn if they had taken that little girl and beaten the little girl senseless in the streets? That's what happens when all lives don't matter. What you're seeing happen in our country is what happens when there are people who do not believe that every life has intrinsic value. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
people are dying in the hands of the police.
Black people are dying in the hands of the police.
So while you're dying, sorry for your inconvenience. But black people are dying today.
Okay, enough of that nonsense. Look, that happened in Washington, D.C. last night, where a bunch of Black Lives Matter terrorists showed up at a Peruvian gastro bar. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but who knew? Anyway, the Black Lives Matter domestic terrorists showed up at the Peruvian gastro bar and were very upset, very angry, and interrupted all of these diners. So the staff tried to get them to leave, but they refused to leave. And there you go. I'm just going to say this, and I may be out of line, but here in Memphis, Tennessee, if something like that would have happened at the local, I don't know, barbecue joint, like Central Barbecue or the Commissary or, I don't know, Corky's, I think there would have been a come to Jesus meeting. You know, when you're talking about ribs, the clientele at our barbecue joints, they're just not going to tolerate that nonsense. You don't mess with another guy's ribs or whatever they eat in Peru. So there you have it, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. So thank goodness for Ayanna Pressley. She is a Black Democrat. She is a has been a member of Congress, and she made a statement. She made a declaration on the floor of the House of Representatives about what Black Lives Matter is really all about. Cut number seven, please.
Driving while Black, jogging while Black, sleeping while Black. We have been criminalized for the very way we show up in the world. Under the harsh gaze of far too many, my Black body is seen as a threat, always considered armed. Centuries of institutionalized oppression will not be undone overnight, for racism in America is as structural as the marble pillars of this very institution. With the power of the pen, we must legislate accountability, dismantle these systems, and move in the direction of justice and healing. The Justice and Policing Act is a critical step forward, and I applaud the leadership of the Congressional Black Caucus, but our work is unfinished. There is a rallying cry in communities across the nation. Black Lives Matter is a mandate from the people. It's time. Pay us what you owe us. Our black skin is not a crime. It is the beautiful robe of nation builders. Thank you.
Pay us what you owe us. Pay us what you owe us. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today as we broadcast from our Southern Command in Memphis, Tennessee. Little muggy outside, or as President Trump might say, humid. Little toasty. Hey, we have some breaking news from Joe Biden's basement.
Barely. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Yes, according to Joe Biden, the man who wants to be the next president of these United States, almost a third of the country has succumbed to the Kung flu. No, I'm not making this up. This was Joe. This was not a made up thing. This is not a parody. Play this again, Bill Maine.
Barely. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
120 million dead. Geez, Alu America. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. She is the morning show goddess at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, Robin Walensky. Robin, welcome to the show.
I fell off my bar stool. What?
It's too early to be drinking right now, Robin. Give it another hour.
Okay.
I know how you now look. I know how you morning show folks are, by the way, you know, because you get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So technically it is happy hour for the morning show host.
It is in my world. But here's I stay sober for you, Todd. Here's the bottom line. When I heard that,
thank you,
I was like, wow, he is out to lunch. Well, no, he's not out to lunch because he's in the basement, but he can't go out to lunch. But it is frightening that is who the Democrats are putting up to be the president of these United States, as you say. It's sad. You know, he's somebody's father, that's somebody's brother, that's somebody's husband. And, you know, folks who are voting for Joe Biden, you're not voting for Joe Biden. He's a figurehead. You're voting for the progressive agenda. And as I've said on my show, and I've said to you personally, and I say every day to everyone, this election is coming down to one thing. Are you voting for law and order, or are you voting for more chaos? Not just chaos, but more chaos.
Yeah, Robin, and that's the big concern I have. The first segment of this show, we played this 911 tape from Fredericksburg, Virginia, where this poor mom was surrounded by the domestic terrorist, you know, rampaging in the streets. And the 911 dispatcher says, yes, sorry, this is sanctioned by the city and you're on your own. Robin, what concerns me is sooner or later, we're going to have a law-abiding citizen in a situation like that. They will be legally armed and they will protect their families if the police will not do it for them.
Well, yeah, and they'll be within their rights if someone is burglarizing your home and you're armed and someone trespasses, it's all over. See you with the angels. You know what I'm saying? That's known as a one and done. I lived in Texas for many, many years. And, you know, don't come on my property or, you know, we're going to have some issues here. And it's sad that what is going on between the people and the police, the majority of law enforcement in this country, the great men and women who get up every day, Todd, and wear the uniform in their local communities, it's sad because they're there. They want to help you. They're like doctors and nurses. They get up and want to help another human being. And the level of disrespect that we have allowed to go on in our country is absolutely nauseating. It makes me sick. And it's terrible for the morale of these men and women who are putting their lives on the line every day. Are there bad apples? Sure, there's bad apples in every profession. There's bad apples in journalism, let alone in police departments. But we have to weed them out. The majority of folks, thank you for your service. I always, when I see law enforcement or members of the military, thank people for their service to this great country. We have lost our way, Todd, and the minority wants to be the majority. When I'm talking about the minority, I'm talking about people that are out there rioting and destroying property. We can't stand for it. I mean, President Trump says he's, you know, going to increase the penalties 10 years, throw the key away. Terrific. We need to lock people up. You can't take down our monuments and erase our history with the eraser of a pencil.
Robin, it's a fair point you bring up. But again, the president is getting some blowback here from fellow conservatives. You know, Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel saying the president needs to step up and he needs to go toe to toe with these thugs out there, these Marxist thugs. This is a war on America. This is a war on who we are. You don't see hardly any Republicans standing up alongside the president. But a lot of people out there saying this president needs to play hardball and he needs to put down the rebellion.
I think that President Trump wants to play hardball, but I don't think he has the support of the rhinos, the Republicans in name only, Todd. That crowd is extremely weak. There are folks that are never Trumpers that have little R's next to their name, And no matter what this guy does, he could cure cancer today, President Trump, and they still wouldn't be batting for his team. That's the real issue. He's the disruptor, Todd, and he's not only the disruptor on Capitol Hill, in the swamp, in the Beltway, in Washington, D.C., but these people are used to their cushy little lives and their cushy little jobs. And Nancy Pelosi is – has anyone asked Nancy Pelosi if she's giving up her security detail? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, we'll find out. You know, Nancy Pelosi hits the bars up on Capitol Hill around 9 o'clock in the morning. At least that's the rumblings we've heard. So we can try to track her down.
Easy to find.
All right, on the Newsmaker line, our good friend Robin Walensky, the morning host, Wake Up Memphis on KWAM. That's Robin with a Y, R-O-B-Y and Walensky, and you can follow her on social media. Robin, circling back around to this mask situation, the breaking news a couple of hours ago in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott closing bars. He is going to drop the occupancy rate for restaurants to 50%. Also saw some postings that even churches would be impacted by this. Before I get your reaction, I want to play some more audio from Sleepy Joe Biden. He emerged from the basement to do an interview with the CBS affiliate in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And here's what the vice president had to say on whether or not he would force Americans to wear masks.
I know you've been critical of the president's handling of the pandemic in the past, but let's look ahead. If you became president tomorrow, what would you do differently regarding the pandemic and getting these surging cases now under control?
I would go back to making sure that everybody had masks, that you had PPE lined up. We have been making sure we stockpile all the things that we need that we don't have now. The one thing we do know, these masks make a gigantic difference. I would insist that everybody on public be wearing that mask. Anyone to reopen would have to make sure that they walked into a business that had masks.
Couldn't you use your federal leverage to mandate that, though?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes, I would, from an executive standpoint. Yes, I would.
So you would, in effect, mandate the wearing of masks?
I would do everything in my possible to make it required that people had to wear masks in public.
Well, there you go, Robin Walensky. Joe Biden gets elected. It's not your body. It's not your choice. Not anymore.
It is all about the agenda and control. Todd, if you have a health issue, if I have a health issue, we are smart enough. We have enough miles on the odometer of our lives that we know how to protect ourselves, not just from coronavirus, but whatever else is floating around out there that could potentially kill you. I mean, be smart, be responsible for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't need laws. This is all about people getting people to comply. It just reminds me of a movie I saw many years ago called Agenda by Kenny Bowers, I believe is his name. And the movie talks about how these radicals get their agendas passed, and you have to have all the people in line. I mean, look at how Hitler did it, right, in Nazi Germany. Everybody has to follow. Everybody has to be a sheep. We need people that are not sheep, Todd. We need people that can think and go and buy a mask and think for themselves. This is so frightening to me that the mask is just symbolic. That's like the first step to get everybody in line. Very, very scary.
It is. And thank goodness there are some people. I know North Carolina, the governor there mandating everybody wear a mask. You had a couple of sheriffs. They stepped up and said, you know what? We're not going to enforce that law. That's not what the Constitution says. So we're going to stand alongside the people here. And I think we're going to see more folks doing that. Robin, real quick, where can folks go to get more information about the great Robin Walensky?
At Robin Walensky 1 on Twitter and the Robin Walensky page on Facebook. And of course, on Mighty990.com, the new KWAM, Wake Up Memphis. We spend 2 hours every single day. And, you know, I'll tell you, Todd, it's fantastic because a lot of the folks who follow your show are now coming to find my show. We even had calls today in Memphis from New York City from a woman that is living in liberal land there, and her kids are in the school system, and they are conservatives. and Trump supporters, and was kind of refreshing to hear that not everyone is drinking the left-wing Kool-Aid.
Good. That's a fair point. By the way, you know, we had KT McFarland on the show a few days ago, and Sebastian Gorka, he's really good with the intros, and I'm trying to, you know, for his guests, and I'm trying to up my game a little bit, Walensky, which is why I introduce you as the goddess of the mornings. But KT, you know, he was doing this with KT McFarland, and he announced her as the princess, and she said she would rather be the empress. So... are you good with goddess or queen?
I'm good. I like goddess and I like queen. In fact, my old AOL handle back in the 90s was Queen R. Wall, the queen of news. So that's good, too.
I'll have to do my Sebastian Queen R. Wall.
That's fine.
Robin Walensky.
It's Friday, free for all. Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, back to the bar with you, Robin Walensky, great American patriot. And by the way, you got to check out her morning show. You're going to love it. 6 to 8 a.m., I think that's Central Time. So I got to get up a little bit early. Robin Walensky covers all the big stories of the day, takes calls, and it's just a lot of fun. All right, look, we've got to take a break. We are opening up the phone lines. I am curious, are you going to follow the law of the land when it comes to these masks? They're telling folks around the country, got to wear the mask. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, let's get to the phone lines. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Little Rock, Arkansas, Toby, listening to us on KARN. Hi, Toby, what's going on today?
Hey, Todd. Hey, first off, I'd like to say that I am in agreement with you and Tucker Carlson as far as President Trump really needs to step up now. I think he's getting some bad counsel on the inside there. He's probably been told to tone it down. And right now he needs to step up because these people are getting more and more aggressive. And so far they're staying, looks like they're staying pretty much in the Democrat states when it comes to violent activity. I'll let you know that 30 miles north of Little Rock where I live about 2 weeks ago, they did find some pallets of bricks scattered around a little town called Cabot up here, and they had gotten some word that there was going to be some demonstrators about 6 o'clock in the evening, and that they intended to go into some of the wealthy white neighborhoods and cause a ruckus. And I'll let you know that the local police came out in force, and the local militia, which my brother's a part of, these are not wild men. These are veterans, and they are very disciplined, but they're not going to let anybody get out of line as far as tearing up the country and threatening people. So you had our local police right alongside our veterans. Arkansas is an open carry state. The police had their weapons, and the veterans, the militia had their weapons out there. And guess what? Nothing happened. No bricks were thrown. No violent activity. They marched around. There were a few words exchanged by a few of the people, but basically it was a shutdown. Okay, that's what we need. We need to let these people know if they want to act up, they're gonna pay a price for it. That's why they continue to do it, because they have not yet paid a price for it. And when I'm all
Toby,
for Trump getting the
and Toby,
call.
Let me jump in here for a second. Because you're right. This is the problem. They have these. They're not stupid. You know, these people, they may be idiots. They may be morons, but they're not stupid. They have brains, and they know that they're going to be able to tear down the statues. They're going to be able to burn the flag. They're going to be able to riot and loot and pillage and plunder with abandon, because Toby, nobody's stopping them. We've got to lay down the law. And again, they should have done this early on, and they've waited. And maybe it may be too late. The genie's out of the bottle. It may be too late, but they're going to have to do something, or they're going to be targeting the Washington Monument, the Jefferson Memorial, and the list goes on and on and on.
one thing that has become obvious that may be a good thing is for the people to take note that everywhere that this violence has gotten out of hand and everywhere they're taking over territory and destroying property are in the Democratic controlled cities and states. And if people think they want a Democrat in office, Joe Biden, Todd, in my opinion, Joe Biden is a distraction. I honestly think that they're using him for a distraction just to keep conservatives focused on November. Meanwhile, they continue to take territory. They continue to sway minds in their direction, these young minds, that are caught up in the aurora, the adrenaline rush of a rebellion. Let's get out and have a wild time and break a few windows and this and that. But they need to take notice of what the leadership of the Democratic Party is all about, because they're not only encouraging this, I believe in some cases that they're actually behind it and promoting it.
And, Toby, I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with you there. I don't think Pelosi's behind this. I don't think Pelosi can stop this. I don't think she's actually in charge of her own party anymore. And I say that because one of the underreported stories, Tuesday's elections in New York, where you had Pelosi associates, Elliot Engel, lost his reelection bid to radical progressive Democrats. One of her other, Nina Lowy, she was retiring. Another confidant of Nancy Pelosi. And the person selected was another radical leftist. So now you're looking at that part of New York City where you would have your traditional liberal leftist Democrats losing offices to far left progressives, to the left of AOC. That's what we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about a radicalized Democrat Party. It's not about Joe Biden. It's about the running mate. You got to pay very close attention to the running mate. That's who's going to be calling the shots here. All right, folks. Toby, thanks for the call. We've got to run, pay some bills, catch up on the news. 844-747-8868, our number. ToddStarnes.com, the website. We'll be right back, folks.